Hello, this is CKUT. Stay tuned for Queercore coming up next. And in the meantime, we're going to listen to an album called Hopefully Limitless by Amer Asu. Keep it locked. This is CKUT 90.3 FM.
I could be all alone. Won't you leave? there's no stopping this train. This is something no one, no one but me. I don't need nobody, try me, you'll see. I gotta be my own friend in this wild world. I gotta hold my own hand when it gets cold. No one but me. Try me, you'll see. In this wild world, when it gets cold. Whoa, 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 whoa,
now she's thinking about the dollar bill. Come on.
I'm in love with a man nearly twice my age. Don't know what it is, but it's a hit for my youthful days. As I go my way, I don't care what people say. I'm in love with a man nearly twice my age.
Come on. I ain't gonna jump in, jump in. I ain't gonna jump in, jump in. I ain't gonna jump in, jump in. I go chubby, she want a man where can block out the royalty. The I go chubby, you know, say him that money. She don't want no love as honey. She want the money, she don't want no love as honey. She want the money.
Well, I tell you girls, in my youthful days,
she want a man to let her broke home sense. No, she want pay line bill and rent. And you know you have to have a thing dividend. And down the line your pocket and be have length. And make sure say that your dollars are full of strength.
Stood up for me when no one cares.
Said that she wrong, cause she a deal with a foundation. The lady young man don't go mash up a plan, and she want some dollars in her hand.
I'm in love with a man nearly twice my age. Don't know what it is, but it's a hit for my youthful days. As I go my way, I don't care what people say. I'm in love with a man nearly twice my age.
She don't want no, I ain't gon' chubby chubby. I ain't gon' chubby, she don't want no, I ain't gon' chubby chubby. I ain't gon' chubby, she not love us honey. What she want is money, she not love us honey. What she want is money. The woman is dealing with maturity. That's why she not gon' take none under 30, 35 and 40, 45 and 50, 55 and 60. The woman want money.
Girls, chubby, this is my chubby, advice chubby, to you.
As promised, I'm never too far when I tell you girls I'm on my way. I'm right here. You're back for another episode of Ask Miss Chris. If you saw the flyer, this week is the last episode before I go on this well-deserved break. Not that I don't have fun with you guys, but you know, the girl has other things to do also. And I'm also going to come back strong and better. But before we get into the fiery topic that is today's episode, is age but a number? We have a special guest in the studio right now. It's one of my favorite people in the world. One of, you know, I don't even need to explain, because if you guys follow me like that, you already know who the bitch is. So Miss Siggy, Miss Tarek, happy birthday. Go ahead, girl, it's your time.
Hi, everyone. I'm just here.
She's here. She's looking pretty and queer and all of it. I'm kidding. Yes, but it's also Miss Nevada's birthday. Shout out to Miss Nevada. I know she's listening. My other sister, my House of Barbara sister, to my baby. It's a good time for the Geminis, I feel. The Geminis are coming strong. I also have to say happy birthday to Miss Tracy. Yes, yes, Miss Tracy. You better get up on her Instagram. She's on this whole fitness journey. I think she's aiming for the influencer top. So you better give some love to my girl. She gives workouts and all diet things if you want to get into this lifestyle. So shout out to my favorite Geminis in the world, May 23rd. Mm-hmm. Also pointing out, yesterday was Naomi Campbell's birthday, so the Geminis are coming strong this year. Yeah. I just like to point it out. Now, come closer to the mic because they can't hear as much. But yes, today's episode is age but a number. So you guys know basically every week I try to come up with a topic, a subject, something that I feel should be talked about, something that I feel is, you know, has enough meat on the bone, you know? For the vegan, has enough cauliflower on the steak or something. You know, just something. Sorry. This episode's about to be crazy, honey. I'm on a break. But basically, today's this week, I felt like we had to talk about age. And when I say talk about age, I just want you people at home to understand one thing. I'm far from ageist. Because the same things I can say about people from a certain age, I can say the same about the younger ones. Because when I said on my bio, act your age, that means act your age. Don't be acting your partner's age. And that's where the issue comes when there's an age gap, a significant age gap, and relationships. You know, I've myself been with an older gentleman once, twice, thrice, who knows, who's counting. But one thing that I've always made myself clear about is, first of all, I don't need a daddy. I know who my dad is, thank you. Yes, I know him very well. He is a 6'2", dark-skinned black man. So, you know, if I had to be choosing a daddy, if I had to be choosing somebody to, you know, to act as some type of guidance for me, right? Because that's the thing about relationships. I can understand if you're looking for somebody that can give you guidance in life. I fully understand that. But you also have to be aware that by getting guidance from someone that you're supposed to be in an equal relationship with, what kind of dynamic is that? Because I can fully understand that you're at two different places in your life. Your partner might be older, might have his life or her life or their life more figured out as to what are they doing, where are they going further in life and everything. But why do you feel the need to be at the same level as your partner because your partner is giving you guidance? You shouldn't be going through the same things as your partner. You know, once upon a time when I was a younger girl, I used to have this very ageist, now I know it's fully ageist, but it's a good one, so I'll say it still, you know, but don't be saying it, but just I said it first. I used to always tell these older men, you know, the ones that be older than your parents, trying to create some type of relationship with you. To them, I say you're one foot in the grave. But I was a different time. I was younger. I was very ignorant. And we're here to hold ourselves accountable. But the sentiment stays. Because my thing is, why would I be trying to settle up my life for you to make sense in your scheme of things at your big 46? I'm 24. You're not trying to have kids at 24. Because I'd be a stepmom by now. So why am I expected to follow you and follow suit in everything that you do? And same can be said for the younger people, because a lot of younger people, I always tell my girls, if you're out here arguing with a man, right, and there's a significant age gap, and you find yourself arguing about stuff, you know, for example, very mundane things, nothing too big, because I fully understand that when you get to a certain point of life, in life, certain things you don't need to argue about, because you're arguing about more quote-unquote important things. I'm not going to be arguing about kids. I'm not about to have kids tomorrow morning. Well, God forbid. You know, science is going pretty quick. I might pop up pregnant tomorrow morning. But, you know, I know what I'm working on. I know what I'm working towards on in this very moment. But the problem becomes when you start losing yourself and losing your path, especially as queer people, because we have this need, we have this hunger for freedom. A lot of us run away from home. A lot of us run away for a better life because we finally had the power to create something for us. And often we find ourselves forgetting that we're not that old. We're pushing ourselves in narratives of us being strong, of us being in control, of us having agency of what we want to do in life, that we forget to even enjoy the mistakes and enjoy the carelessness and enjoy not knowing. It's okay not to know. The same way it's okay not to know where you're going at 24. It is okay not to know where you're going at 34. I wish you will know where you're going at 44. But if you don't, it's okay too. But a thing that you have to understand is not because you're not where you want it to be at 34. All good. Mm-hmm. Not because you don't know where you're going. Not because at 44 years of living, you don't know where you're going. It's not a problem. It's not an issue. People have different journeys. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're talking about right now. But what I'm talking about is you had, let's say, 20 plus years to figure it out. Now, why are you putting all this baggage and journey into somebody that's 20 years younger than you? This person is just trying to figure it out. And I'm not saying that you should be ashamed or you should feel embarrassed of not being where you feel or where your friends or other people are at. But you also have to be aware and you also have to be considerate. Because people don't understand that you girls already know how I feel about committed relationships before a certain time. I've always said to me and my gospel, there is no such thing as a ring after 3 months. There is no such thing as a title after 6 months. Mm-hmm. I might give you a title, but the title won't include you coming into my house and telling me how I'm going to live or me deciding to put my life in a symbiosis with you. So, and 20 years from now, we can have the perfect life together. And 20 years from now, you'll be 60. Two different times, two different lives once again. And there's nothing wrong with being older. There's nothing wrong with age gaps. But it's understanding that the fact remains you are not in the same place in your lives. And if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to, for example, you're in your 30s, you decide to get with somebody in your 50s, totally understandable. Both of you at a certain place in your life where, yes, you could think about children. Yes, if you know, if you got it that good, you can think about buying properties. Some people will be buying properties way before that also. God bless them. You know, must be nice. But the fact remains, you know, I like to bring it back. Act your age. Mm. One thing about bringing it back, one thing about me, you know, my name is Little Miss Boomerang. I'll always bring it back to the beginning of the topic. Because when I said act your age, I've witnessed things coming from older people of a certain age, stooting to a level with their younger partner through the thing where I'm like, I can understand why your younger partner feels the way they do. Because they haven't had the chance to experience as much when it comes to relationships, when it comes to life in general, because they're just getting into adulthood. Mm-hmm. But at your big age, for you to decide to stoot at the level or bring the same energy, knowing that the person doesn't know as much as you, that person hasn't had as much experience as you. When you are at a place in your life when you decide to act as somebody giving guidance to someone in a relationship, that also means understanding that this person is learning. Mm-hmm. So why are you getting a kick out of creating drama and, you know, swimming and relieving into the toxicity? I might have to do an episode on toxicity because a lot of people love to be miserable. Mm-hmm. I said it twice, I'll say it thrice. And come to me in the club, I'll say it in person. A lot of people love to be miserable because a lot of people feel like relationship and love has to come with hardships. That's why people feel, you know, they love. Go ahead, Miss Mo, you have something to say? Go ahead.
Hi, sorry.
No, go.
But yeah, a lot of people expect love and relationships mm-hmm. to come with hardship because yeah. that's the what they know love to exactly. be. Like, as kids, a lot of times, like, unattentive parents or whatever, however upbringing you might have had is a yeah. reflection of the way you show love.
Yeah.
So to people who've grown up in houses, you know, your parents argue or you had siblings that weren't nice to you and stuff like mm-hmm. that, that's your perception of what love could look like. And exactly. as an adult, give that on to someone else.
Yeah.
So being aware and thinking about your childhood and how that affects your behavior now is a good skill to learn.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's thank you for bringing the being aware of yourself and your traumas and everything. Because mm-hmm. just like I said earlier, you know, so many different journeys. Some people figure out their traumas way earlier. And sadly, for some other people, it takes longer time. And that's totally okay, I'm sure. You know, I like to say that I know myself. But as we were talking about it earlier, mm-hmm. you always learn more about yourself. Your first relationship is with yourself. Therefore, you're in constant
exactly.
switch. Exactly. You know, you're learning and learning how to get along with yourself in a different way because you're never going to be the same person for the rest of your life. I hope everybody gets growth. There is nothing beautiful about being able to say that you've never changed. Mm. You know, that's questionable. Mm-hmm. Questionable at best. The age topic is really because I've seen it personally, right? And we've seen it also in the queer community. And I've also seen it in the, because, you know, I like to mingle around. Mm-hmm. Especially since I got this show, ladies. I've been making friends with so many different people. And I'd be asking them the good questions because now I have some legitimacy, you know? I can get up in all her business. Do you give head? Do cis women do this in the bedroom? Now, how is sex in an interracial relationship? Oh, you have interracial kids? How do you raise them? You know, I'd be all up in people's business, and it's for the show. It's for the radio show. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I come back to the girls and I tell them everything about right. I'm playing. Names. Without their names, you know, it's always Miss T. Oh, you know, everything goes to the grave. Matter of fact, I feel like when I die, they might do a Marilyn Monroe documentary, honey. The Ask Miss Chris documentary. The people wanted to know what really went down. But for that, you girls have to call. And to that I say, 514-448-4013. Never too late to call. Let me move the computer because I'm realizing I'm hiding the phone, so I'd like to see if people are calling. But back to the topic. The thing about age gaps, also another thing I really do want to point out is you, because I'm not of a certain age. I'm, you know, for those who don't know, I'm a huge Wendy Williams fan. So when I say of a certain age or of a particular age, it's implying someone that is older than maybe 35, right past midlife, let's say midlife and up. My apologies. So when I think of people and of a certain age dating younger, I often like to see, and that's an advice for the younger girls, for the younger non-binaries, you know, my children, my babies. It's an advice to you. You have to take into consideration, you have to look at the patterns. Because my thing is, if you are 21, let's do the math. You're 21. You're dating somebody that's 37. You're finding out that he was in a committed relationship with somebody for 4 years. And he met that person at 20. Do you see a pattern? This man is consistently growing old, but his dating pool isn't. And, you know, somebody commented on my post today. They said, you know, your topics are so on point. People in the city are feeling called out. But that person took down the comment. You know, it was too much heat. But like I always say, I said what I said, and I'm never lying. I speak truthfully. And I'm not judging. I leave that to God. But the fact remains. Why is that? Ask yourself the question. Because I fully understand, you know, there's kinks. There's all types of things that people are into. It is a fact. A lot of men, sometimes, a lot of them are into hairless. They're into people of a smaller frame. They want to feel like they're able to be able to dominate. They want to feel like the man, the dominant one. And I understand that. I'm not here to make a man feel bad about wanting to be a man. Honey, if you want to be a man, be a man. I'd rather you be a man all up in my business. All right? But you being a man doesn't make it validate you deciding to go consistently seeking people that are dans la fleur de l'âge, like we say in French, that are just blooming in this adulthood because they don't know any better. And it's crazy because even though I'm not of a particular age, I'm saying my age, I'm 24, I'm still struggling with the idea of getting with somebody that's younger than 22. To me, it's still something because I'm consistently asking myself, am I robbing that person of something they could experience? Because I know what I was up to at 20. I know what I was up to at 21. Out in these streets. Matter of fact, I was sort of married back in the days. Oh yes, before I was a whore, I was a married woman. Mm-hmm. I was a respectable lady. Shout out to the ex. I know he. I know they think about me. Shout out to you. But you know the streets are talking, honey. I'm not lying. You know, I always tell your girls I'm not a liar. And I oop.
Exactly.
Back to the topic, because this is my show. So, you know, I always think about myself and I'm like, am I rubbing this, I don't know, this young twink, this young boy, this young girl of something that they could experience and they should experience? Because I think once again of myself, oh, I'm finding out through Mother L that the hotline is closed. Spencer, can we do something about it? Oh my God, you guys, the hotline is closed. See, thank you, Mother L, for texting me. And that goes to the other ones. You have my DMs. You have my Instagram. Why don't you guys message me in situations like these? I want to hear your voice. The same way you tune in. I tune in because I want to hear you. All right? This is a conversation. Now, back to the topic. This should be a catchphrase. Back to the topic. And let me bring it back. Miss Boomerang. But yes, finding myself thinking, am I taking something from a younger person or just somebody that hasn't experienced as much as I have? Because, for example, you know, I love to give little stories to give context. Recently, I hooked up with someone, and it was the first time in years, and I'm feeling crazy saying it right now. And, you know, after that, I'm feeling crazy, but I hooked up with somebody that was 19 years old. All right. And honestly, I wasn't even sure of their age because I remember talking to that person on Grindr months ago, and I never really paid attention because I remember the age wasn't there and everything, but I felt like they looked a bit young. But I always like to joke about those 2000 children, honey, those 2000 he-days coming up to you 6'4" with a beard. Child. But anyway, so I hooked up with the person and we had an amazing time, whatnot. It wasn't much more than just hanging out and, you know, doing some adult business or whatnot. But the entire time, I could feel the connection and everything, but I still couldn't bring myself up to even fester something deeper than just sex. Because one thing about sex is, I'm a huge, an activist when it comes to free love and free sex. I feel like people could benefit a lot from just being able to enjoy their sexuality in the way they see fit. And when I say they see fit, big emphasis, because that doesn't mean go out. I always tell the young girls, being free love and free sex and freedom of self doesn't mean that you have to fuck anything because you can. Mm-hmm. if you don't feel like fucking, that's free sex. That's free love. If you feel like simply investing yourself emotionally and keeping yourself sexually very closed off, that's another thing. Freedom of self is what you make it to be. There's not a single narrative for being free of anything that society has put on you. It's what you decide to let go. But, you know, I find myself asking, you know, I'm looking at the person, I'm like, I couldn't see myself getting deeper with that person. And I never made the move. But then I think of other people that were dating me, for example, of a certain age. Because it's crazy how when you're young, you think, oh, I'm dating somebody that's older, so that means, you know, he got his shit together. He is grown. You know, I'm not dealing with them 20-year-olds and 24-year-olds, honey. I have a real man. I have a strong man, Savannah. That's a good man. He takes care of me. He listens to me. But then, to be quite honest, as I always tell you girls, you never know somebody till you know somebody. And it's easy to be fooled when somebody's in a position of authority on you. And when I say authority, I don't mean a literal boss or something. I just mean someone that has more, that is older than you, and in society that means more authority. We always look at adults to a certain extent as, well, they must know what they're doing, right? Examples. Because, for example, if you want to take an advice, you're probably often more going to take someone that's 42's advice more seriously than an 18-year-old on the same topic. But little did you know, the 42-year-old never did the work. But because you're going on the fact that that person is older, you're assuming that that person did the work and went through stuff. I had a conversation with a 36-year-old recently. Oh, girl, you can laugh. Once again, you might hear the girls cackle in the back, but it's because, as I like to say, I'm not a liar, I'm a teller. I'll tell you what happened. Straightforward. So me and that 36-year-old were talking, and you know, you know, we're chatting and we're talking about life experiences and whatnot. And he goes on saying, wow, I feel like I'm pretty boring compared to you. Like, my life is nothing. I was like, girl, don't say that.
It's probably true.
Well, the phone is down, but Spencer is amazing at their job, honey. So this is the situation. Instead of calling at the usual number, you're going to be calling at 438-888-5076. I repeat, 438-888-5076. Ask Miss Chris. Thank you. Back to the topic. I also posted on my Instagram, matter of fact, because I know a lot of you girls have ADHD. Shout out to people with ADHD. Let me do a little segue as I'm... Miss Muneeb, can I have some water?
Water?
Yes, thank you. As I'm, you know, I was going to say watering myself, hydrating myself, thank you. Whatever you water will grow. You have something to say, baby? No, you're good? All right. Give me one sec. Today we're not drinking any bubbly. I was too lazy to get upstairs. But tap water in Montreal is quite nice. Don't listen to the streets, honey. I'm telling you here. The ASMR is in the work, honey. Watch CKT to give me an ASMR episode. But what were we talking about? Yes, doing the work and the 36-year-old. So he goes to say that he feels like he hasn't gone through anything. His life is boring, whatever. And I'm telling him, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Not because you think that's also glamorizing. That's romanticizing. When I'm sitting in front of you, when a 24-year-old or someone younger is telling you what they've been through, and I'm not asking for a pity party, I'm not asking for you to, this is not Oprah. You know, I'm not expecting you to shed a tear. I'm not shedding a tear. I'm living. We're drinking rosé and prosecco in my living room. Do y'all look sad to you? But the feeling, the need to compare yourself and compare your life, and that's something that also doesn't quite, is not only entitled, tied up to age and this conversation, it's for everyone, because I just want to make a segue. You people need to stop romanticizing and pitying people when they tell you about their life experiences. People are not sad individuals. If somebody is sad, they will tell you. If you're asking someone about their life experiences and they're telling you about some of the trauma that they've been through, because this is what made them who they are, this is not a space for you to, oh, well, you know, it's going to get better. You know, well, my mom, and this is not where we're once again, life and your self-identity and everything, your first relationship and life is with yourself. My life is not linked to yours. The same way I don't go out of my way to tell people when they tell me about what they've been through. Somebody, I'm thinking, for example, someone recently told me how they came to this country because of the war in their country. And they had to leave also, right? Would I would I fix my mouth and tell that person, oh, well, you know, I had to leave to my home because no, because I have no idea what that person went through. And even though that person had family support, that person went through stuff that I would never know what it's about. And same for them. So I just want you to take away this one thing. Just listen. Just listen. Life is not about pitying people. Stop romanticizing people's life. And also, this people going through shit is not a reason for you to think that they're here to give you advice and hear everything you want to tell them at a party because you're both marginalized. Stop building relationships on being marginalized. All right? Stop building relationships on misery.
Amen.
That's not cute. It's not cute. I've never been out in this city saying, let me find the saddest bitch in the block, the one that has no family, the one that's a Tigo and non-binary, and the one that's dark skin, just so we can be friends and struggle. Bitch, I'll be friends with you if you're happy. I want happy bitches around me. I think we have a caller. Do we? False alert. No, the segue is done. I also have some songs that I want to play, matter of fact, you know what? As I might do a little cigarette break, because I was running late, honey. Shout to the cab driver. He did an illegal... No, you guys, I need to tell you this story because this was giving Fast and Furious. I told this man I was a bit late. He said, well, because we're going to this part of town, security, whatnot, there's only one part, there's only kind of one route based from my house. You know what the man did? When he realized he had went way too up on Avenue des Pins, this man did a U-turn in the middle of a boulevard waiting for the cars to turn. I couldn't believe my eyes. Just for that, I gave him $5 tip. Because we could have both been arrested. Now that's bold. I like that. That's my style. Now, when it comes to the music, as I told you guys, I'm going on a little break. But you know, I like to do things right. So before I went on that break, I kind of planned my weeks of coming back. And one of the people that I'm bringing on the show, maybe in a month, is a really, really dear friend of mine and an amazing artist that I've been lucky enough to not only live with, share with, spend time with, and just, you know, build a strong relationship, sisterhood with. And that's my good sis, Annie Christina. Miss Annie has been, yes, Miss Annie has been, and, you know, she has been doing her music, her thing for quite a while. If you're in Montreal, if you've been in Montreal for a bit in the scene, you've seen her perform here and there over the years. But this is her new song, You and I. And this was Annie Christina, You and I. I cannot wait to have Miss Annie on the show. I'm still working out the details as to when, because I don't know if I should tell you people, who is going to be the first guest when I come back from my break, but it's going to be a cute day. They're having a big party soon. So, you know, it's the party season. Summer is right around the corner. But yeah, that was Annie Christina. You can follow her on Instagram at Lickle Mango. And yeah, you can get on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. Her stuff is pretty much everywhere, as well as YouTube, I presume. Now back to the actual topic at hand. Sorry for the noise. It's having. I'm so happy. I just want to point out also that I'm just so happy to have went on this ride with you guys. 11 episodes, which means I've been on air for 11 weeks. This is no Wendy preview sneak peek, honey. 11 weeks. They haven't cut me out yet. We're still riding. We're still on air. We're still living. But yes, age is, at the end of the day, is age but a number? That is the question I wanted to know tonight. I wanted to ask you guys, and I wanted to, you know, decipher and sit back and think what they really meant. Yeah, at this point, this should be another catchphrase. Look at Miss Star cracking up in the back.
Exactly.
If you really have been listening to the show, you know I love using that Nikki quote from All Things Go. I use that quote will be on my tombstone. Oh, we have a caller. We have a caller on the line. What's good? What's happening?
I have an anecdote to tell about age being a number.
Oh, tell me, babes.
Okay, so I have a friend. Mm. She is a bit younger than me, so now she must be about 27.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her because she dated a friend of mine, and you know, we became friends because of that. And then eventually she broke up, and she started dating this man that was maybe 65.
Oh, dated.
But he was like, you know, putting testosterone cream, and like he really wanted to look young, and like for her it was like the love of his life because he was mature and that. But and I remember at some point we met, and she had that life of like, you know, snowbird going to Florida in the winter, you know, like French Canadian do when they're elderly. Yeah. And she like, I looked at her and she looked like she was 60. And I'm like, girl, you still have so much of your life to live. Why do you have to go through all this?
And do you know when they met? Do you know how old she was when she met him? Or was she 27?
She met him, she was probably 24.
That's the age I'm... Oh, my God.
And I'm, so I just want people out there to be careful. Like, don't look for a story. Don't look for a dad. You know, just like, date people your age until you're at a point where, yes, you can see what the difference in maturity is.
Thank you.
Because when you're 24, you can't say that he has lived more and has more experience. You don't even know what experience is.
Can we talk about... Thank you so much, my love. And I know you're listening because you're the one that sent me the message last week. I remember your name. Yes, baby. You like keep track. Thank you for tuning in again.
Oh, no, but... I'm a fan. So I'm really happy to know. Super on point.
Oh, baby, we love you over here too. We love the girls. We love the people. Thank you so much.
Yes, well, enjoy the rest of the show, but I really needed to say this.
No, thank you for telling it. And see you when I come back. See you after the break.
Yeah.
All right. Have a beautiful day.
Ciao.
Bye, babes. Thank you. That is such a good point. Like this person said, you think as younger people, we think that dating older people means more maturity. But what do we truly know about maturity? Mm. What do we truly know, you know? Because I'm thinking for me, for example, like I said, when I was 20, when I was 18, I thought I ruled the world. I thought I had life figured out. I thought I knew who I was. And then 21 came and said, girl, I have something to show you. And then 22 said, bitch, you thought. And then 23 said, girl, this ain't over yet. And then 24 said, well, baby, this is never going to finish. Because you're always learning something different about yourself and the world. So what makes you think you know everything that you need to know already at 24, 26, 25, whatever, and that you're going to be getting it from somebody 62. If you really wanted to get the secret to life at this point, go fuck a 19-year-old. Get with a 95-year-old. They've seen a lot. If I follow your logic. That is... We need to stop assuming people. We need to stop assuming based on age, based on if people went to school. Because that's another thing. We equate... We equate academia and age often to the same thing, right? People that know more. But I'll tell you one thing. A lot of these girls in school, a lot of these boys and, you know, John Molson and whatnot. Well, I'm saying John Molson. You girls know how I feel about John Molson, honey. I wouldn't be caught dead with a John Molson man. No shade. But a lot of these people, you know, all of the people in academia, we seem to think that they know so much more, that they have so much more legitimacy and what they feel and their opinions, right? For example, I used to think, oh, I have no business speaking on politics, honey. What do I know about politics? I get my politics from the shade room. I followed the whole presidential debate on the chat room. Yes, yes, yes. I remember exactly where I was when Biden won. I was in my bed on the shade room because I think it was the time Nikki posted something about the Queen album or something. So, you know, I was tuned up and everything. But that just goes to say, I used to feel like I had no business and I had no place speaking on the topics such as politics. And for what? Looking back, I'm 24 now. Don't I live in this world? Don't I have a voice and something to say? And even though I haven't seen as much, I'm going to be here. I'm hoping to be here for a long time. And I'm hoping to be able to voice out what I feel and what I think for the rest of my life. Because that's another thing. We are making us, the people in this room, we are all under a certain age. And all of us have made the choice to live our true lives very early on. We have made the choice to be happy. Better yet, we have made the choice not to be miserable and unhappy. And as I was talking to somebody, now, I might have to put my own business out a bit, but if you've ever seen the Breakfast at Tiffany movie or read the book, well, let's say I have a situation like that with an older gentleman, you know, $50 to go powder your nose with, you know, a bit of makeup. Go clean up a bit, $50 for the powder room. If you catch my drift, you know, we keep it PG-13, my mother could be listening. But basically, he's of a certain age. If I want to give, you know, a context, he was my age back when the Beatles were still a group. Now you do the math. And he was telling me, what a beautiful thing to see me being able to be my true self and just being able to be so authentic and confident and comfortable in my body. Because he said, at the age that he's standing at very now, he has never done that for himself. And I fully understand that it was a different time. But this is another person that I know now, after talking to him a bit more, that he is one of those people that keeps on growing, but the dating pool doesn't. And that, at a certain point, becomes questionable. Now, if you only want to get with people that are young enough to be your children, that is, for sex, you know, if it's between consenting adults, you know, I cannot get in those 18-year-olds' bedrooms and tell them what not to do and what to do. I was doing the most at 18. And you know, you have to learn. Sometimes you learn the hard way. Hopefully, you don't have to learn the hard way. Hopefully, it's just a, you know, a little slow, smooth learning that you do. But we have to be aware. And when I say act your age, once again, we're bringing it back because I don't want this to come out as me going on this crusade against people of a certain age. This is not what I'm doing because I see a lot of people that are younger than me, a lot of people that are my age. They're doing crazy stuff in the name of dating somebody older too. For example, I have a good friend of mine, Miss T. Right, Miss T? She's an American girl. Shout out to my Americans. She's from the Southern. Oh, she's Southern, yes. One of my few Southern friends. I love a Southern girl. And she was dating this guy from the East. He was from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. She was 25, he was 35. And I go see her in New York, you know, we're chilling, we're vibing. My girl, man, I'm in town, it was 2018, I'm in town, I'm saying hi to my, you know, we're chilling, I don't see her often, especially that was before the pandemic. I was freshly a Canadian citizen. A Canadian citizen, honey, they hadn't seen me yet at the TSA. Not with that passport. You know, I had to swivel around and all legs, hips, and Canadian passport. So I get there, I go to New York, it's a vibe. And her man calls her. Now, mind you, by the moment I got to New York, we're partying and all, and she's telling me, oh, okay, but if we go to this party, it's going to be late because she lives in Jersey. If we go to this party in the city, I'm definitely going to have to keep track of the time because, you know, my man gets upset when I don't come home. Oh, yes, yes, girl. He gets upset when I stay out too late because, you know, he works. So sometimes he likes me to be home because he works long hours. And I'm like, well, isn't he 35? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, was he coming home early when he was your age? She was like, well, no, I mean, it was different for him. I mean, you have to, I'm like, what do I have to think of? Not because he was 25 in the 2010s and you're being 25 in the late 2010s means that it's a different time. Different time doesn't mean that you have to live in his time. And what really killed me is that she didn't realize that she was telling me how she was being anxious because he was asking for children, ladies. Asking for children. He is 35, I repeat. She is 25. Pressuring my friend to think of a future, getting a job where she could actually get something. I've always say, do the choice to live your life the quicker you can. That way you have the rest of your life to make it good. Because if you decide to live your true life at 35, at 45, at 55, you still can. People come out of the closet at any age. People quit their careers to get into their passions at any age. But you also have to understand, we do live in an ageist society. And we do live in a world where, sadly, a lot of opportunities to a certain extent are given to people of a certain age that are younger. As fucked up as it is. So you want to be able to, you know, battre le beurre pendant qu'il est encore chaud. You want to be able to drive around the Jeep while there's still gas in it or something. You know, you want to be able to do your thing. Then I'm thinking for myself too. Everything that I'm doing now, I'm so grateful that I have the energy, that I have the passion, that I have the drive and almost the you know, when you're being so optimist, the optimism to do. Because I know often the older you get in life, you've seen so much and you start being disillusioned. Oh, girl. Disillusioned. You know, I'm a Francophone. Shout out to the French girls. I'm going to do a French episode soon enough. I know you girls are asking. I know some of you don't speak English. It's okay. Je comprends. Mais this is CKUT and English flows better. It's a fact. But, you know, this episode was so, you know, I brought some things. I might be canceled. We'll see when I come back. We'll see when I come back from the break. But one last thing I want to bring up from the age topic. Is age but a number? I would say age is a dynamic. Age is a dynamic. Because as much as you want to be able to build something with your partner, acting as if this significant age gap that's, let's say, 15 to 20 to 25 to... when you start having 30 years age gap, honey, that's more than significant. That's a child. You know, that person could have been taking you to kindergarten. But if you really want to go ahead and build a relationship based on a significant age gap, you also have to be able to sit back and decipher. You also have to be able to understand that as much as it hurts to admit it, it might not be the right thing, and it might not be the right thing when it comes to building a future in terms of what you want to do. Because you can't expect that person to follow you and your dreams and passions and every crazy thing that you want, because they've done it. And they might have not done it. But at a certain age, who knows? I hope that at past 40, I'm going to be still in the mood to party as much as I am now, to go out with my friends as much as I want to, because I understand not wanting to. It's totally valid. Life is what you make it to be. There is not a set narrative. If you want to be a party girl till you're 65, till you croak in the club from a stroke, you go ahead and do it. Yes, and I'll be here. I love to see it. I wish, is her name, girls, is her name Sandra? There's like, is it? Sandra. Oh, what's her name? Can you say so I don't butcher it?
I think it's Zandra White. Is it White?
Zandra.
Zandra.
Yeah. Shout out to Ms. Zandra. I don't even know her age, but Ms. Zandra is a woman, once again, of a particular age. And this is someone that I see with a passion for living. I don't know her like that, but when I see her in the club, oh, honey, you better have to tune in and you better have to catch up with her. You know, sometimes I find myself sitting more than she does. And that's the kind of power and energy and love of the part of people in my community that I hope and wish to still have. However, what I... Another caller. Oh, you guys are calling because it's the last episode. Oh, now you have something to say. What's up, baby?
Hey.
Hey. Is this a familiar voice?
Yeah.
Ah, Miss Mother. What's up, mommy?
Hi. Oh, I thought it was live.
It is live.
Oh, okay. Oh, am I on air?
You're on air. Do you want to be on air?
Oh, yeah, sure. I just don't know how this works.
You just tell me something good and I tell you something better.
Period. Okay, let me get into this.
Go ahead.
First of all, shout out to Zandra White.
Yes.
I respect her, yeah. And I just wanted to say that I'm proud of you for, you know, doing this. It's amazing. And I tuned in, at six. Mm-hmm. And heard the part about, you were talking about age differences in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just want to say that y'all should be careful about, like, not pathologizing.
You're right.
People who are older, because I find that, you know, I find it to be an issue in the queer mm-hmm. community, and as far as, like, you know, we often think of, like, you know, the the interests or the comfort of younger people, which is, you know, all fair and good. But like, what about older people? And what about, like, you know, insecurities or struggles or violence that arise from like being older or being perceived as an older person in the like world at large, but like specifically in the queer community. And so I just like wanted to bring in that nuance as like a queer elder, as like an older person whose actual age still remains a mystery, because
we just know your birthday is coming soon. So everybody, happy birthday in advance or late to Miss Mother.
Is it coming soon, really?
Well, I just know you were May Gemini. There's only so many options.
Anyways, yeah, no, I'm definitely, I mean, I'm oblivious to your age. Like, forget your age or else it'll remember you, right?
Wow, I love that.
I find that a lot of my experience, or like my relationship to age, besides queerness being often kind of like portrayed as like solely like youthful, is rooted in the fact that I didn't transition at an early age. And so I feel sometimes like I have to kind of catch up on what, you know, might have been missed opportunities, but not really. And so this is why it's important to not pathologize people who are older, because we want to be loved. We want to be
desired.
And we want to have space while being respectful of everybody. So
thank you for bringing that point, because it's so true. Like I said earlier, and sometimes you say stuff, but you don't equate or correlate them to other things you might say. But it's so true, because like I said, there's no narrative for life. So not everybody's at the same place for a different set of reasons. And we should all be given the space to grow. Thank you.
We should all be given that space. And I hope that, you know, it's something that, you know, younger queers who are tuned in can take away. And it's important for us as, you know, people in the broader TGLBQ spectrum to connect intergenerationally.
Yes.
You know, we need to, like, you know, have that connection in order to be stronger as a community. Yeah.
That's so true. Thank you so much, Mommy. Wait, I'm asking Ms. Spencer, can I still go on, or we have to cut?
We got 30 seconds.
Oh, we have 30 seconds. Well, Miss Mother, I'm gonna talk to you later. I'll see you later. And thank you for calling. I love you.
All good. Bye.
Bye, Mommy.
Love you.
Love you more. All right, everybody, I have 30 seconds. They're wrapping me up, and no words of Wendy. But I love you too, Vince. So yeah, today's was the last episode before the break. I'll be back on June 13th. For everybody that sent their music, I did not forget you. The music is being piled up and everything. I'm trying to make stuff right. Because as you can tell, 3 seconds. I'll see you. All right, babes. I love you. Mwah. Bye.
A mess.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Welcome to Dragon Root Radio, feminist waves brought to you by CKUT and the Center for Gender Advocacy.
The Dragon Root Media Collective aims to bring you feminist content that challenges interlocking systems of oppression and makes space for voices systemically silenced. Dragon Root understands media as being inherently political and emphasizes media skill sharing as a form of resistance.
We meet every other Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Center for Gender Advocacy and welcome anyone interested in learning or producing feminist media to join. No skills required.
Welcome to Dragon Root Radio. On today's show, we had the chance to speak with the founder of PLR, otherwise known as the Project Love Run. Project Love Run offers and facilitates a monthly run to brunch for women. It encourages women to run and then share stories and advice, listen and learn from each other. Project Run Love was built with the intention to create safe space, meaningful conversations, and genuine connections for women. Here to tell us more about the project and its impact is the founder, Felsen.
My name is Felsen Abdiaman, and I am
an ultra runner. I am a coach and a personal trainer, and I'm also the founder of Project Love Run. Project Love Run is a women's only running collective